We're ready for some football, baby.
High school football coverage on KMZA, your sports authority. On the radio, online at mscsports.net, or download the radio app. Let's go to the press box and get to the high school game of the week right here on 92.1 KMZA.
It's the first night of October. Week 5 of the high school football season is upon us. Maybe not many tricks, but we certainly have a treat for you tonight. A battle of undefeated 8-man squads going at it. Number 1, Axtell in Class 8-man Division 2. Is hosting the Wildcats of Frankfort. They check in a perfect 4-0 as well on a beautiful Friday night here in Northeast Kansas. We bring you our game of the week here on 92.1 KMZA, presented by Peru State College. Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college, transformative education designed for you. Kirk Kilman back in studio doing all the legwork for us here tonight. Appreciate his work. I am Brandon Tadman. Thanks for joining us. Again, week 5 of the high school football season, and this one should be a dandy. Two of the top teams in 8-man Division 2 is 4-0 Axtell, hosts 4-0 Frankfort. We continue on with our pregame coverage after a timeout. You'll get an opportunity to hear my conversations with both head coaches. First, you'll hear from Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler. That is followed by Frankfort head football coach Nick Anderson. So keep it locked. Do not go anywhere. We got a beauty for you here tonight. Our pregame continues after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
Our high school game of the week is presented by Peru State College. It's now time to talk with Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler, getting set for this one tonight. Your team is 4-0 after the big win, coach, over then number 1 Hanover last week, 30-24. What was that atmosphere like, and just overall that game like for you and your coaches?
Yeah, it was an exciting one. Like you said, it was kind of a roller coaster. You know, we jumped out and took the early lead, and then by halftime we was behind, and kind of regrouped at halftime and messed with our game plan a little bit and went from there. So I was proud of our kids, especially our linemen. We're a predominantly passing team, where in that game we come out and ran the ball traditionally more than what we usually do, and super proud of our linemen and the way they reacted and was able to handle Hanover's defensive line and give our quarterback time to throw when we needed to throw, and couldn't be more excited about the win for our game. And anytime you get a win over Hanover, is a great win, but we just got to keep with the grindstone, and our kids played well in that game and in all aspects and just come out with a win.
Your defense forced 4 turnovers, including a late interception to seal that win. How impressive was the defense?
Yeah, absolutely. Coach Hoyer over there is one of the best coaches around about changing his offense from week to week. So preparing defensively is always difficult, I feel. And I thought our kids did a superb job of it. Turnovers obviously always helps win the football game. But our kids put themselves in a position to make those plays and get a great job. Our defensive line seemed to be getting pressure, all week, all night long and causing havoc on him throwing the ball as well. They just did a good job, and I'm proud of the way they played.
You look at Frankfort, they're 4-0. They're one of the top teams in 8-man D2 right now. What challenges do they present to your team tonight?
Frankfort's got a big physical line, probably one of the biggest offensive and defensive lines, that we've seen this year. Their running back, the Armstrong kid, he runs hard, and they're predominantly so far run-oriented team, but they probably really haven't had to throw the ball that much. I know they had a close game with Onega, but, you know, traditionally Frankfurt's kind of a run-oriented team, you know, I think we're going to have our challenges for sure, trying to stop their run game. And as well, if we're going to try to run again this week, we got to make sure our offensive line is, on their toes to make some holes for our guys as well.
Is controlling the line of scrimmage going to be the biggest key in this game?
Oh, absolutely. Even if we're trying to pass the ball, trying to find time for Isaac to throw the ball is always key. And running wise, it's that same way. In my opinion, every game to the line is a key, not necessarily this game, but, the game is won in the trenches, like they say, and I truly believe that with our offensive line as well.
Finally, Coach, what are your expectations tonight for your team?
Just like last week, we can't have any letdown. We gotta stay focused and stick to the game plan. Frankfurt is, I'm sure, chomping at the bit to come get us and get a win over us. I expect our kids to come out just the same focus as they did last week. Stay on their toes and play as hard as they can again.
That's Axtell head coach Eric Detweiler joining us on the pregame show. Coming up next, we chat with Frankfurt head coach Nick Anderson as our pregame coverage continues right here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Continuing on with our pregame coverage, now an opportunity to chat with Frankfurt head football coach Nick Anderson. His team 4-0, and they remain state ranked across the board, 59-14, their victory last week over Blue Valley. Coach, what stood out to you about that win?
I thought we did some good things throughout. I was a little disappointed on our sense of urgency to kind of start the game and to start the second half. I wasn't overly pleased with the amount of energy we played with during those times. But, statistically, if you look, we did some good things offensively. Anytime you give up a touchdown on special teams, that kind of gets under your skin a little bit. But we also had some young kids out there at that point in time as well. So, there are definitely some good things, but we're going to have to do a better job of playing with more energy.
Caden Dollinghouse and Ethan Armstrong, both strong games out of the backfield once again. We're now at the halfway point here this season. Do you feel like your team has made some big strides since that first week of the season?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you mentioned Caden. I think he's getting more and more comfortable in his role and making the right reads and knowing when to pull it and when to not and those types of things. And Ethan's been solid for us. He's been kind of dinged up, so he's been limited, but he made the most out of his opportunities the other night. And up front, I think we're slowly getting better. We got, some big, strong, athletic kids, and they're starting to gel a little bit more as a unit as we get, farther into this season. And that's going to be a key for us in this tough stretch that group plays really well.
You get Axtell tonight, who defeated Hanover last week and is now number one in 8-man D2, according to K-Preps, and one of the top teams in general across the state. What challenges do you see from the Eagles this week?
Obviously they got, good team speed and everybody wants to talk about, Isaac and his skill set. Obviously he's a good quarterback, but to me he's more of a threat as a runner. At this point in his career, he's really turned himself into a good ball carrier, and he's very heady runner and knows how to get those extra yards. And so that's going to be difficult. They're going to spread us out, and containing him in the run game is going to be key. And every year you play Axtell, you try to make him one-dimensional, whichever way that is. You got to take something away from him. And so that's going to be our goal is to limit them and make them one-dimensional.
What are your expectations for your team tonight?
It's going to be a hostile environment. I want to see our kids go over there with a lot of energy and be ready to compete because, you know, we really feel over here that, you know, if we play a clean ball game and play really physical, that we have an opportunity. And so that's what we're going to do, and we're going to, you know, hopefully be able to accomplish those things.
That's Frankfort head coach Nick Anderson joining us on the pregame show. When we come back, we'll go live to the field to get you set for this battle of undefeated eight-man squads. Stick around because the high school game of the week is just moments away here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wrights can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helen Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
Kansaland Radio.
High school game of the week continues here on KMZA, just moments away until the opening kick between 4-0 Axtell and 4-0 Frankfort. Our broadcast presented tonight by Peru State College. Peru.edu, Nebraska's first college transformative education designed for you. Again, just moments away from the opening kick. We'll take another timeout. Pause for the national anthem here. We're back in a moment to get you set for the kick between the Wildcats and the Eagles coming up next.
National anthem.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
You don't have time for pain. At Life Care Center of Seneca, we know the value of quality physical, occupational, and speech therapy after illness or injury. Our comprehensive rehab program is here for you. With state-of-the-art equipment, highly qualified, experienced staff, and customized programs for our residents and outpatient clients, we're prepared to give you the attention you deserve. Let us help you get better faster at Life Care Center of Seneca. Call 785-336-3528.
Kansaland Radio.
Just moments away from the opening kick between Frankfort and Axtell here tonight. Both of these teams state ranked 4-0. We'll start with the home team in Axtell, number one in eight-man Division II in multiple publications after their upset win over then number one Hanover last week, 30-24. Quarterback Isaac Detweiler rushed for over 180 yards and had four total touchdowns. He also had two interceptions on defense, including the game-sealing INT with a minute left, the defense forcing four turnovers in that victory. Frankfort 4-0 as well. They put up 38 points in the first quarter against Blue Valley last week in a Comfort Cruise 59-14 victory. Their quarterback, Caden Dollinghouse, ran for 161, four touchdowns and a passing touchdown as well. Ethan Armstrong, very good as well, with over 120 yards and multiple scores. Going back to last season, the Wildcats have won 11 of their last 12 games. So they have been dynamite since last season, and they will look to continue that trend here on the road, a hostile environment as the Eagles have a packed house here tonight for what should be a fantastic and one of the marquee matchups in the state, regardless of classification. Captains are at midfield. Looks like Axtell will receive the opening kick and start with the football. And these teams are geared up and ready to go. Axtell has won 8 of the last 13 in this series, but Frankfort has won the last 2, including last season, 36-14. Monster game in district play, Twin Valley League championship implications as well. Both of these teams right now looking towards the playoffs with how they have started through 4 weeks this season. Brandon Schmelsley back to return for the Eagles. Frankfort jogging onto the field, getting set to kick this one away. This should be a good one tonight, folks. Thanks for tuning in, whether you're on the airwaves on 92.1 or MSCSports.net. We appreciate you very much. We've got some great games around the area on all of our airwaves, plus the Holton and Sabetha channels as well. Plus, we'll have all the recap on the high school scoreboard show to follow the broadcast. So thanks for tuning in. First night here in October, week 5, Frankfort approaching, and the kick is away. It's a high, short kick. Detweiler, the quarterback, going to take it at about the 19, far sideline, creeping up towards the 25, and that is where the Eagles will take over first possession of the evening. Isaac Detweiler, the junior quarterback, he has been dynamite. 420 yards through 4 games on the ground. He's thrown for over 500 yards as well, and has 21 touchdowns total to just 1 interception. First down and 10 for the Eagles at their own 25-yard line. They'll split 2 receivers here to the near side and 1 to the far side. Detweiler in the pistol with Schmelsley in the backfield. Chest high snap, quick screen here to the near side. Caught by Broxterman. Makes a man miss, trying to get to the sideline, and down he goes. Across the 30 to the 32, a good pickup on the play. And Broxterman, the catch, it goes for 7 yards. It'll bring up 2nd down and 3. As you will see, this team throw it and run it. 2nd down and 3 at the 32, just getting going, no score. Two of the best 8-man Division II teams in the state of Kansas doing battle here tonight. Both entering 4-0. 2 receivers, 1 to each side. Detweiler in the pistol. Chest high snap. Looking to his right. Comes back here. It's caught at midfield. 1st down and more down the sideline. He stays in bounds. He's tiptoeing down the line. Touchdown, Eagles. And it's Grady Busing who takes it in, the sophomore. How about that? It's a 48-yard pitch and catch. 2 plays and a touchdown for the Eagles. Boy, he was so close to that sideline. But he stays in bounds to pick up 6 points. As quickly, Axtell will go for 2. Detweiler in the pistol. Takes a low snap, looking left, fires it in the end zone, tipped in the air, and it's picked off by Dollinghouse in the end zone, so no good on the extra point. But not even a minute into the game, Axtell getting a 48-yard pitch and catch from Isaac Detweiler to Grady Busing. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KMZA.
Did not take long for Axtell. 2 plays and a touchdown on their opening drive. A 48-yard pass from Isaac Detweiler to Grady Busing. 6-0 after the missed 2-point conversion try. 11:04 left to go in this first quarter. Isaac Detweiler to kick this one away for the Eagles. back deep for Frank. Rock Armstrong. Also Ethan Armstrong as well. Here's the approach from Detweiler, a low kick. And it's going to skip by and get near to the end zone. This could be a disaster for Frankfurt. Oh, boy, and he is pinned down at the two-yard line. Yikes. A disastrous start for the Wildcats, giving up a touchdown on two plays and then a botched kickoff return, and they will take it over first and 10 from their own two-yard line. 11 minutes to go, first quarter, 6-0 Axtell. Caden Dollinghouse, the senior quarterback, has rushed for 378 yards and 10 touchdowns. He's thrown for 156 and three more scores. He is under center. First play for the Wildcats, right up the middle. Little handoff, a couple of yards, a little bit of breathing room there. Ethan Armstrong there on the carry. It'll be second down and 8, just outside their own 5-yard line. Ethan Armstrong, a senior running back, the second leading rusher on the team with just shy of 300 yards through 4 games and 6 touchdowns. Second down and 8, just shy of the 5, man in motion from left to right. It's Armstrong again, and down he goes, maybe a yard to the 5, and then a late flag thrown in on the tackle. That was actually Brock Armstrong on the carry for a yard, and a penalty against the Eagles. I'm not sure if they called maybe a defensive hold. It was a 5-yard penalty against Axtell. So it was a 5-yard face mask was the penalty. So negate that play, and it'll be second down and 3 at the 9-yard line. Clock on the move, first quarter, not quite 2 minutes in. Axtell leading 6-0 early. Much more manageable position here for the Wildcats. A little bit of breathing room out of their own end zone. Dollinghouse under center, man in motion here to the near side, and they run an option this way. Dollinghouse makes a man miss, and then he is wrapped up by about 4 blue jerseys, but he should have enough for the first down on the option here to the near side. Waiting to see if they got just enough for the first down out to about the 13-yard line, and looks like they're going to stop the clock and actually get a measurement here. So needed 3 yards. It looks like he's going to have enough, in my opinion, but the angle I got is not ideal, but he should be right on the nose. As they bring out the chains here. It'll either be first and 10 or third and maybe a half a football length. We'll see. Referee stretching it out here to the near side, and he gets it by a full length, basically, a full football length. So it's a gain of nearly 4 yards, and it's a first down for the Wildcats. So much needed after being pinned down at their own 2 to start this drive. And they at least get a fresh set of downs. First and 10. For Frankfurt, their own 13-yard line, 6-0 Eagles, 9:34, clock on the move here in the first quarter. Dollinghouse here under center once again. Got the man behind him is Ethan Armstrong, and he's got Brock Armstrong slot to the right. Dollinghouse makes the man miss and tries to run through a defender. It could have been a loss of about 2 on the play, but he salvages a few and picks up 3 to make it 3rd and 7. Correction again, 2nd and 7. So a solid 3 across the 15 to the 17-yard line. So it was a gain of about a long 3, a short 4. We'll call it 2nd down and a short 7. Just across the Frankfurt 15. Dollinghouse, straight drop back. He's going to pass. Steps up in the pocket, has a man wide open at the 35 and down across midfield. It's Peyton Gerstner, the senior guard who plays some end every now and then, and that is a big pickup and a first down to the Axtell 36-yard line. The gain is 28. for Gerstner. That's his second reception of the season. So into Axtell territory, Frankfurt at the 36. We'll toss it here to the near side. It's Brock Armstrong, and he is hit and drugged down. Good defense by the freshman, Brandon Schmelsley. His 15th tackle of the season, and it's no gain on the play, and it'll bring up second down and 10. Brock on the move, under 7:50 to go here in the opening quarter. Two of the best teams in eight-man clashing here tonight in Axtell. Eagles leading Frankfurt 6-0. A little more methodical drive as took the Eagles just two plays to score on their opening possession. A 48-yard strike from Isaac Detweiler to Brady Busing. They missed on the two try, so it's 6-0. Dollinghouse under center on 2nd and 10. Legs staggered back to his left. It's going to be an inside handoff and tripped up and maybe a yard. That's about it. Brock Armstrong on the carry. It's a gain of 1 and it's 3rd down and 9. So outside of the one pass play of 28 yards, the run game has been stifled here in the opening quarter. You would expect plenty of fireworks and points here in this one tonight. Frankfurt averaging 47.5 points per game and nearly 340 yards of total offense. But a big play here, 3rd and 9, just inside the 35. Collinghouse fakes. He's going to keep it himself. Gets away through one. He gets to the 30 and then spun down at the 33. So it's a gain of 6, but it brings up 4th down and 3. Evan Bussing on the stop. There's 5 Bussings on the roster. 3 of them are brothers and the other 2 are cousins. So quite the family tree on the roster for Axtell. But a monster play in this first quarter. Frankfurt has it 4th down and 3. The Axtell 29, trailing 6-0. We're at the halfway point here in the first quarter. Dollinghouse under center. Man in motion from left to right. There's movement up front, and that might be a free 5 and a first down. It was Detweiler who tried to jump the snap, and he popped into the neutral zone. And on 4th and 3, it's an encroachment and an automatic first down for Frankfurt. 2nd penalty on the drive for the Eagles, and that is a killer. Brings up 1st down and 10 at the 24. So 1st and 10 after the offsides on 4th and 3. Axtell trying to hold up here defensively. Frankfurt trying to get in the end zone to at least tie the game, potentially take the lead. Dollinghouse under center takes the snap. It's going to be a handoff up the middle, and he is met by Detweiler immediately and brought down as Armstrong got nowhere. That was Ethan Armstrong, who gains nothing at 2nd down and 10. Big play by Detweiler after picking up the penalty to give them that first down. Frankfurt certainly taking their time throughout this drive, getting in their huddles, getting the calls. Inside the 25 at the 24, 2nd down and 10. Now 2 receivers split here to the near side. Dollinghouse under center. Brock Armstrong behind him. They run an option right. Dollinghouse cuts it up and gets to the 21. It's just a 2-yard pickup. It brings up 3rd down and 8. 4th carry on the drive for Dollinghouse. Just 14 yards on those 4 carries. So another 3rd and long situation here for Frankfurt. Early in the drive, they were facing 3rd and long and then got a free 5 on a face mask and was able to pick up the first down from there. And then moments ago, it was 4th and 3, but an offsides against Axtell kept the drive alive. 3rd down and 8 at the 21-yard line for Axtell. Or for Frankfurt in Axtell territory. Dollinghouse under center on a big 3rd down. He'll take the snap, and he is hit by his own lineman and swung down. Schmelsley pulls him down, but that might have been some kind of miscommunication because Dollinghouse took the snap and immediately bumped into his lineman and lost all footing. And it's a loss of a yard. Then it's 4th down and 9. I think Frankfurt's going to want to burn a timeout. They will. Big 4th down coming up here in the first quarter. Axtell 6, Frankfurt nothing. Wildcats on the move, but facing fourth down and nine. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Get ready for upcoming fall and winter projects with Milwaukee Tools and a Milwaukee Tools special at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Stop by now and see their selection. Milwaukee has a new M18 fuel compact vacuum, and it's optimized for job site debris cleanup. The Milwaukee Tool Sale through October 31st. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca at Hiawatha Farm and Home.
92.1 FM KMZA.
3:47 left in the first quarter. Axtell 6, Frankfurt 0. Battle of 4-0s. Two of the top teams in 8-man D2 tonight. Out of the timeout, Frankfurt facing 4th down and 9 from the Axtell 22-yard line. Their first offensive drive of the game. They've already converted on a 4th down thanks to an offsides penalty against Axtell. A couple of penalties against Axtell as well has helped keep the drive alive. But now 4th and 9 from the 22. Two receivers, one to each side. Dollinghouse under his center. He'll take the snap. Play fake. Rolling now to his right. Has to get rid of it quickly. It is caught, but it looks to be shy of the first down stick. It was caught by Grant Steffes. And he needed 9, and he picked up 8, so the Eagles take over. After holding strong on 4th and 9. Big play in the game. Axtell takes over. So here's Axtell on their second drive. Detweiler dropping back. He's looking here to the near side. He's getting chased. He's got to get rid of it, and he does, but he is yanked down from behind. Good pursuit, and then a flag comes in late. Here on the near sideline. Let's see what the call is. That was great pursuit. Xavier Brandt, an offensive lineman, and they're going to wave off the flag. So they might have thrown it for intentional grounding, but they pulled the flag away, and instead it's just an incomplete pass, and it's second down and 10. Second down and 10 at the 15-yard line of Axtell. They lead 6-0, 3.5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Lights are on, beautiful sights, beautiful crowd on hand for this big-time 8-man matchup here tonight. A receiver to the near side, 2-split left. Detweiler in the gun, takes a chest-high snap, play fake, standing tall in the pocket, now he's being rushed. Coming here to the near side, off his back foot, throws it deep, incomplete. That was an impressive throw, Grady Busing. Had a step on his man, but just about 2-3 yards deep on the throw, and it brings up third down and 10. Big opportunity here for the Frankfurt defense to hold after coming up shy on fourth down on their opening drive of the game. Especially after Axtell went 2 plays on their opening drive and found the end zone on a 48-yard touchdown pass. 6-0 Eagles, 3:24 left first quarter. Third down and 10 for Axtell at their own 15. Two receivers left side, one here to the near side. Detweiler in the pistol. He'll take the snap. Calm in the pocket. Can't be calm no more. They're looking for the screen. It's caught here to the near side. Beautiful block to get the first down and more. All the way up to the 30 and up to the 33-yard line for a gain of 18 and a first down on the pitch and catch from Detweiler to Eli Brockstrom. How about that? A big play and calm in the pocket until the rush came along. And Detweiler 3-for-5 for 73 yards here in the opening quarter, including that touchdown. That was a big play on third and 10. Under 3 minutes to go. 6-0 Axtell. Two receivers here to the near side. Ball on the near side hash. Just shy of midfield. It's going to be an option left. Detweiler keeps it himself. He'll get into Frankfurt territory to the 35. For a gain of 8 yards, it'll bring up second down and 2. That's the first running play of the first quarter. They had thrown five passes to this point. Second and two from the Frankfurt 35. Two receivers, one to each side. Pistol sets. Schmelzley behind Detweiler. 6-0 Axtell, late first quarter. Has time in the pocket. Throws it across the middle. It's caught for a first down to the 25, and the ball's on the turf. It's a scramble for the ball inside the 30. It looks like Axtell was able to pop on it. That was near disaster. And Axtell kept it. Brockstrom on the reception for a gain of 7 yards. But it's an Axtell first down. It was stripped away after making a move. Third catch for Brockstrom. And it's first down and 10. Axtell at the Frankfurt 28-yard line. Coming down the home stretch here in the opening quarter. They lead 6-0, threatening for more. Detweiler takes the snap. Option here to the near side. Keeps it himself. He's got plenty of room. Coasting inside the 10 to the 5. Touchdown. Detweiler, how about that? A 28-yard touchdown scamper. Axtell has extended their lead 12-0, 1:32 left in the opening quarter. Eagles in control, two drives, two touchdowns, and they made them both look easy. They will go for two. And that's at the 1:32 mark here in the first quarter. Trying to make it 14-0. Low snap, picks it up, across the middle, incomplete. So 12-0 remains the score with 92 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Axtell in control. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tam, and thanks for tuning in from Axtell, Kansas. The Eagles taking control here in the first quarter. A 12-0 lead over Frankfurt in this monster eight-man matchup. Isaac Detweiler, a 28-yard touchdown scamper just moments ago at the 1:32 mark here in the opening frame. They have missed both two-point conversion tries, but 12-0 Axtell. 1:32 left in the opening quarter. The first touchdown was a 48-yard pass from Detweiler to Grady Busing. Less than a minute into the game. So Frankfurt, their first drive started at their own two, but they worked it deep into Frankfurt's, or I should say Axtell territory, but they came up short on a 4th-and-9. Axtell went right down the field and scored again. Here's a kick. That's going to roll into the end zone, so a touchback, and that's now Frankfurt sets up to start their second possession of the first quarter. So ball at the 15, first down and 10. Of course, throughout the night, we'll get you some scores and updates from games across the area. Good games on the slate. 1:32 to go, first quarter. Axtell 12, Frankfurt nothing. First and 10 for Frankfurt. There's a new quarterback in the game. That's Ty Smith. He throws it, and it's caught for a first down to the 25-27-yard line. So Ty Smith, the pitch and catch to Gerstner for 12 yards. Ty Smith, the freshman in the game. And not sure what has happened to Dollinghouse. And now we got the freshman in at quarterback for Frankfurt. And he threw a nice ball there to gain 12 yards and a first down to Gerstner. Here's Ty again. keeps it himself, and he'll fall forward to the 29. He'll gain a couple of yards. Bring up second down and 8. So, again, I'm looking for Dollinghouse on the sideline. I do not see him over there, so we'll try to keep you up to date. But
ACCHS.
It is right now. Ty Smith, the freshman in at quarterback. He's under center. Second down and 8. Final 30 seconds here in the opening quarter. Here's the snap. They give it to the running back. No, he kept it. He should have given it to the running back, and instead it's going to be no gain on the play. A horde of Eagles coming in on the stop, and it brings up third down and 8. Tough situation now for Frankfurt facing third and long. This might be the final play of the first quarter. Down to the final few seconds, it looks like Frankfurt will let it run out, and we've hit the end of the first quarter. At the end of one, Axtell 12, Frankfurt nothing. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me. That's not a selfie. I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasafa checking account. So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasafa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
KMZA.
Axtell 12, Frankfurt nothing as we get set to start quarter number 2. Axtell 110 yards in the first quarter. Frankfurt just 66. They held Frankfurt to just 1.6 yards per rush. Axtell 2 touchdowns on 2 drives, and the backup quarterback for Frankfurt. It's third down at Frankfurt, their own 28-yard line. They switch sides, and they now go right. Smith under center, takes the snap, drops it, picks it up, has to make something out of nothing, and he got absolutely nothing. He's dropped for a loss from the fourth and long to loss of 5. Stop, and now fourth down at 13. So if the Wildcats are going for it here, they are putting themselves in a tough situation because Axtell looks unstoppable offensively here early on. And without your starting quarterback, I do see Dollinghouse on the sideline. He does have his helmet on. He's currently not in the game, and it looks like Axtell will punt it away. Peyton Kirstner is standing back. It's 9-15, and he looks comfortable, but a pretty good kick high in the red. Now I'm chasing it down to 22, stays in bounds up. Far sideline to the 30 and out of the 35. So Axtell, it's good field position. Let's see where they mark him out of bounds. They do right at the 35. So Axtell takes over first and 10. 53 seconds into the second quarter, and they lead Frankfurt 12 to nothing. Holding up 14 to nothing. Moore Hill 7 nothing over ACCHS. Score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. Detweiler in the gun. Takes a good snap. Tossing it here to the near side. Good tackle here in the open space. Ethan Armstrong. The loss at 2. I'll bring up second down and long. Frankfurt really needing a stop here. Second down and 12 at the 33. Detweiler now 5 of 7 passing for 78 yards and a touchdown. Still 10:20 to go, second quarter. 12-0 Axtell. Facing second and 12, option right. Pitch to Brockstrom, has a lot of room. Midfield, 35-30. He's down the sideline, and he's carrying a defender inside the 5. Let's see where they mark him at. It looks like about the 8-yard line. A 38-yard scamper. And easily setting up first and goal. It's at the 8-yard line. So gain of about 37. Axel trying to extend the lead here. Good snap. Fake. That while they're trying to keep it himself and lucky to get back to the line of scrimmage. The there to bring up second and goal from the 8 after no gain by Detweiler. It's been all Axel here in the first quarter, 12-0 their lead, or I should say first half. Trying to extend the half second and goal from the Frankfurt 8. Detweiler takes the snap, option here, good bacon, it's an easy touchdown for Detweiler. Now a second rushing touchdown of the game. 18-0 Axel, 9:29 left in this first half. It is getting too easy here for the Eagles at home against Frankfurt. They will go for two once again. They've been unsuccessful on the first two tries. They're going to throw it to the back of the end zone, and it's broken up. Good defense by Ty Smith. At 9:29 to go, first half. Axtell 18, Frankfurt nothing. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Did you know that SBS Insurance can insure everything in your garage? Whether you beat the trails, ride the open road, enjoy the rippling waters, or camp in style, we have the ability to protect the property that you have worked so hard to enjoy. Find out how much you can save by having SBS Insurance Agency quote your boat, motorcycle, ATV, RV, and more. We can save you time and money by bundling all of your property with one of our multiple companies. Call SBS Insurance and we will put you on the path to protection.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Well, Axtell has three drives and three touchdowns. They've been unsuccessful on all the two-point conversion tries, but at 9:29 left here in the second quarter, they lead Frankfurt's 18-0. Get you some scores from around the area. Hiawatha, 7-0 lead against Jeff West. Mentioned a little bit as well. Let's see, we had some good ones on slate. Holton had a lead from Notemore. Hill had a lead on ACCHS as well. Continue to get some scores. Jackson Heights 14-0 their lead at the end of one quarter. Score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. Detweiler kicks this one away here to the near side. The return by Brock Armstrong. He goes to the far side, bouncing off a tackle and close to the 20. We'll see where they spot him, maybe shy of it. And a late flag thrown from the back judge here running in after the play. Let's see what the penalty is. Let's see, the official. It's a chop block against Frankfurt, so that's certainly going to back them up.
Chop block called on the
That's the first penalty against Frankfurt in the ball game. Down 18-0, you're putting yourself in a tough spot with these penalties. So it's back to the 9-yard line, or roughly their own 10-yard line. Let's see if it's still Ty Smith at quarterback. It is. The freshman replaced Caden Dollinghouse in middle, late first quarter, and we haven't seen him since. So Smith continues to be quarterback for the Wildcats. They're going to toss it here to the outside. Good room. Nice move. Good gain. Out to the 20-yard line. It's a gain of 11 and a first down. Toss here to the near side to Ethan Armstrong. Much needed first down for the Wildcats. Just out to the 20. Moving along here in the second quarter, 9:13 to go, 18-0 Axtell. Axtell 3-for-3 on their offensive drives. Wildcats needing to get some kind of momentum. Axtell looks unstoppable offensively. Here's Smith under center. And a man in motion, he drops the ball. That's the second time he's done that, but he's going to turn it into a decent gain out to the 30 and close to a first down. He dropped the snap for a second time and is able to scramble behind his center for 10 yards and a first down. He'll give him 11. That's a big gain for Ty Smith, the freshman quarterback, on what could have been an absolute disaster. To the 31-yard line and another first down. So Smith doing the best he can to try to orchestrate a drive down the field. Man in motion here to the near side, and there's the pitch. It's going to be Ethan Armstrong, and he's got room across midfield to the 35 for a gain of 15 and another first down. And that could have been an absolute breaking play, as just getting the shoelaces was the Axtell defender. It could have been a touchdown. ACCHS up 8-7 over Moore Hill into the first quarter. Hiawatha 10-0 lead against Jeff West as well. Continuing with our score updates, brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. They're going to toss it here to Armstrong once again to the far side, and that time it's blown up for a loss of 2. Back to the 37. Isaac Detweiler in on the stop. The loss of 1, actually. They gave him a little forward progress there. Now 5 carries for 27 yards for the senior Ethan Armstrong here in the first half. Clock on the move, 7:34 and counting, second quarter. Axtell 18, Frankfurt nothing. Frankfurt with their backup quarterback, though, on the move a little bit here from left to right. I think they're trying to definitely slow the pace. How Axtell's moved the football on their offensive drives. They're 3-for-3 so far in the game. Get a whistle. It's going to be a delay of game against Frankfurt, so that's going to make it second down and 16 as they back it up 5 yards. That's the second penalty against the Wildcats. So back into their own territory at the 39, just shy of midfield. Ty Smith still at quarterback. There's the snap, little play fake, nice misdirection and plenty of room. It's Ethan Armstrong to the near pylon. He's in. Touchdown, Wildcats. Beautifully played misdirection by Ty Smith, the quarterback, and Brock Armstrong, correction, Ethan Armstrong, took it to the house. It's a 41-yard touchdown, and Frankfurt's on the board. It's 18-6 with 6:43 to go in this first half. Absolutely much needed points for the Wildcats. A 41-yard touchdown for Ethan Armstrong. They will try for 2. Smith under center. Takes the snap. Fake. keeps it himself. He crosses the goal line in for two. So 8 points, a monster 8 points for the Wildcats. 6:43 to go first half. Axtell 18, Frankfurt 8. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself. Rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a True Value.
Kansaland Radio.
Frankfurt gets their first touchdown at 6:43 to go in the first half. They still trail here at Axtell 18-8. But a huge play, Ethan Armstrong, a 41-yard touchdown run. After everything, it looked bleak offensively for the Wildcats here in the first half. But a long touchdown drive on a 71-yard touchdown drive as they started inside their own 10. And able to get some points on the board. Again, this is with backup quarterback Ty Smith, the freshman. Caden Dollinghouse started, played the first possession, and then a couple of plays into the second possession, but we have not seen him since.
Kick off for the Wildcats, number 35.
Frankfurt set to kick off. Brandon Schmelsley back deep for the Eagles. All of a sudden, the momentum has shifted a little bit, but Axtell still in control up 10. Just over halfway left in this second quarter. Here's the approach. Here's the kick. It's a high kick. It's going to be caught the 18-yard line. A move on the far sideline. I believe that's Brocksterman. He'll cross the 25 to the 26 or 27. We'll see where they spot him. It looks like the 26. That's where the Eagles take over, first and 10. With 6:37 to go in the first half, leading Frankfurt 18-8. Isaac Detweiler, the Eagles quarterback, 5 of 7 passing, 78 yards and a touchdown. He also has 4 carries, 38 yards, and 2 touchdowns as well. He has accounted for all 3 touchdowns in the first half. They have gone 0 for 3 on 2-point conversions. If you think about it, you get all 3 of those 2s, that's a whole nother touchdown, so that's big for Frankfurt, being able to hold on the 2-point conversion tries. We get a whistle and a pre-snap flag. It's going to be on Axtell. It's going to be delay of game. That's the third penalty in the first half against Axtell. Now first and 15, back to the 21-yard line. Three drives, 3 touchdowns for the Eagles to this point. Can Frankfurt get a stop after they got their first touchdown of the game? Now we get a whistle, and I think we're going to get another timeout. Frankfurt's going to burn their second timeout, so we'll take one as well. 6:37 to go first half. Axtell 18, Frankfurt 8. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their 2 locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
KMZA.
Kirk Tillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman. Axtell 18, Frankfurt 8. Battle of unbeatens here in Week 5. Class 8 man, Division 2. Some scores. Burlingame up 27-0 on Washington County late third quarter. Holton a 21-0 lead over Royal Valley. Jeff County North 6-0 over Centralia. Score updates brought to you by Holthouse Auto House in Fairview. Out of the timeout, first and 15 for Axtell at their own 21-yard line. Here's the snap, play fake,
Detweiler steps up in the pocket. He's going to take a shot downfield. Beautiful spiral and just overthrowing his target at about the 20-yard line. Evan Boosing, the intended receiver. That'll bring up second down and 15. It's a big play defensively here for Frankfurt. Again, you got them backed up behind the chain, second and 15. You had just scored. You got it to within 10, and there's still plenty of time here in the second quarter. Can they get the ball back to try to get back into it? Detweiler, pistol, option here to the near side. Play fake. He's got some room, and there he goes. He's at midfield. See you later. Untouched. Touchdown, Detweiler. Oh, baby. How about that? It's a 65-yard touchdown run, and just when I say a chance for a stop for the Wildcats, Detweiler scampers 65 yards untouched to the end zone to make it 24-8. My, oh, my. Now, five carries, 103 yards, and four total touchdowns in the first half for Detweiler. 6:19 to go, second quarter. They'll try for two. Detweiler fakes, spins, and he... No signal by the official. Did he get in? He finally gets Axel a two-point conversion. 6:19 to go, first half. Axel 26, Frankfurt 8. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic every Wednesday in October from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment from 9 to noon. A vaccine consent form must be filled out prior to receiving your vaccine. You can find the form on their website at nemvch.com or call the immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM KMZA.
It's been the Isaac Detweiler show here in the first half for Axel. Their lead now 26-8 over Frankfurt with 6:19 to go in the second quarter. Five carries for 103 yards for Detweiler. Three of those five carries are touchdowns. He's 5 of 8 passing for 78 yards and a touchdown as well. That was a 48-yard pass to Grady Boosing less than a minute into the game. That's a back-breaking play for Frankfurt after they finally got into the end zone and cut it to within 10. They had Axel at 2nd and 15 from the 15, and Detweiler on an option here to the near side cut it up the guts and was untouched the entire way to the end zone. Let's see how Frankfurt wants to respond. That's Detweiler. He does it all. He's going to kick this one away. Low line drive. It's going to be picked up inside the 10 by Ethan Armstrong, and he is leveled. Leveled before the 20. Let's see where they mark him. It looks like at the 17-yard line. So first and 10, that's where the Wildcats will start there. Down 26-8 with 6:13 left in the first half. It's an important drive for the Wildcats because it certainly is sound as unstoppable to stop the Eagles. They're now 4-for-4 on their drives it, ended in touchdowns. Here's Ethan Armstrong trying to get the edge. He does not. Detweiler slams him out of bounds for good game. He gets about 4, maybe 5. He'll get 5 across the 20. It'll bring up second down and 5 after that pickup by Armstrong. He's really been the lone positive offensively for the Wildcats. Looks like they remarked that spot. It's a gain of 4, so it brings up second down and 6. Ethan Armstrong has 7 carries for 72 yards and a touchdown. But his team trails 26-8 here halfway through the second quarter as Ty Smith remains the quarterback for the Wildcats. Play fake. Here's a run here to the far side and then lifted up and brought down near the first down marker. Schmelzley with the tackle.
He is tackled by number 15, Brandon Dudley.
That carry was Lane Lusso, a freshman. Again, that's a big first down, so he needed six, and that's exactly what he got to get the first down. Shy of the Axel 30 at the 28-yard line. That's Smith under center. Takes the snap, play fake. He's going to drop back to pass. He has to step up in the pocket. He's got some room, and he is drilled. Absolutely leveled by Eli Brockstrom after a gain of a yard. Brings up second down and nine. Yeah, that was two freshmen right there. This is a young Axtell team for how good they are. Half of their roster is freshmen. They have two seniors, three juniors, three sophomores, and eight freshmen on the roster. This team is looking to compete for years to come. Of course, Isaac Detweiler's only a junior. 26-8, Axtell, under 5 minutes to go, first half. Ty Smith under center, takes the snap, hands it to his running back. Lusso again to the outside, and he spun down across the 35 to the 36 for a gain of about 6 yards, bringing up a manageable third down and about three. And Mark gets right across the 35, in between the 35 and the 36 of Frankfurt's. Wildcats moving left to right here in the second quarter, trailing 26-8 here at Axtell. Coming up on the 4 minute mark here in the second quarter. Smith under center. Takes the snap, play fake, keeps it himself, and he runs into a wall, and then he's thrown down for, looks like maybe a loss on the play of a yard, and it'll bring up fourth down. Sawyer Dieter's in on the stop, and a big fourth down. It's fourth down and four. A short four, a long three. Clock is moving now at 3:35 here in the second quarter. I think we're going to get a whistle and a timeout. Wildcats burn their final timeout, facing fourth and three, shy of midfield. 3:33 to go in the first half. Axtell 26, Frankfurt 8. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Farm, Kathy here.
Hey, it's Mike. My team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
Axtell 26, Frankfurt 8, 3:33 to go in the first half. Frankfurt burning their final timeout. They're facing fourth down and a long three from their own 35-yard line. Axtell has had four possessions and four touchdowns. Some other scores from around the area. Hiawatha 17-0 lead over Jefferson West. Atchison a 14-6 lead over KC Turner. Clifton Clyde 20-6 over Valley Falls. Rossville leading Oskaloosa 56-0. And then there's movement up front on the offensive line, so that's going to make this a much more difficult fourth down. Xavier Brandt, the big senior guard. Third penalty against Frankfurt here in the first half, and that's a killer from fourth and three to fourth and eight. And at this point, Axtell looks unstoppable on offense, and we're going to get another timeout. So maybe I was wrong. Maybe one of those first few timeouts was by Axtell because Frankfurt just took another timeout right there. So apparently, that was their final timeout. Getting some more scores from around the area. Rock Creek 14-0, a lead over Sabetha. We had mentioned earlier Holton was up big, 21-0 over Royal Valley as scores continue to roll in. Jackson Heights 20-0, a lead against Troy. That's late in the first half. Our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Kirk Hillman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tadman. Thanks for joining us here tonight. Our Week 5 game of the week on KMZA, battle of the top two or two of the top teams in eight-man Division II, and it's been all Axtell here in the first half, 26-8 the score, 3:33 to go. Frankfurt facing fourth down and eight at their own 30-yard line. Smith takes the snap, rolls here to the near side. He's going to take a shot. That pass is picked off. Pass is intercepted by Eli Brockstrom, trying to stiff arm a man, and he spun down inside the 25. Eli Brockstrom, his first interception of the season, and Axtell in business inside the Frankfurt 25 at the 23. Axtell in complete control and a chance to expand on the lead. They have it now. First and 10 at the 24 of Frankfurt. Detweiler back to work. He'll take the snap. It's a high one. Fakes the option. Now goes back to the far side. He's got a first down and more. Dragging a defender near the 10-yard line. Looks like they'll mark him out at the 11 for a gain of 13 yards and a first down. So not quite first and goal. First and 10 at the 11-yard line. Looks like they marked him just outside of the 11. We'll call it first and 10 at the 12. So a gain of 12 there for Detweiler. Detweiler in the pistol, three receivers, two to the near side, option pitch. He thought about pitching it, but he spun down at the 10 for a couple. Good defense, Grant Steffes on the stop. Gain of 2 yards on the play. Now seven carries for 117 yards for Detweiler, three touchdowns. 5 of 8 passing, 78 yards, and another score. Second down and 8 at the Frankfurt 10-yard line. 2:46, clock on the move here in the second quarter. 26-8, it's been all Axtell. Pistol set. Detweiler surveys the defense, looking right. Now back up the gut, takes a low liner on the snap. He'll fire it short side. It's caught, and a touchdown across the middle. Brady Bussing, a touchdown, his second of the season. And Axtell continues to roll, 32-8, 2:29 to go in the first half. That's the second touchdown for Boosting in the ball game, his third of the season. And Axtell will go for two. There's the snap. It's going to be an option. Detweiler keeps, and Detweiler's in. 34-8 Axtell, 2:29 to go first half. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
KMZA.
92.1 KMZA Seneca. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tamman. Thanks for tuning in. All Eagles tonight, Axtell 34, Frankfurt 8. Just south of 2.5 minutes left to go in the first half. Detweiler, another touchdown, this time through the air. A 12-yard pass to Grady Boosing.
Be right
His
back.
Second reception of the game, and the two-point conversion makes it 34-8 Axtell. Again, 2:29 to go in the first half. The Ethan Armstrong back deep for the Wildcats. As Detweiler sets to boot this one away. Detweiler, 7 carries, 117 yards, 6 of 9 passing for 90 yards. He has accounted for all 5 touchdowns for the Eagles. Strong toe poke kick right into the hands of Armstrong at the 5. Angles near side across the hash marks to the 15, and he's going to be drugged down just shy of the 20-yard line at the 18, and that's where Frankfort takes over. First down and 10, trailing 34-8 here on the road late first half.
Wildcats will go first and 10.
Ty Smith, the freshman, still in at quarterback for the Wildcats. Let's see if they can get anything going here on this drive. Needing some kind of points to get a little momentum going into halftime. Smith takes the snap. Ball's on the turf, and it looks like Axel has recovered. An exchange. Miscommunication on the handoff, and it's a turnover for Frankfort. And Axel takes over at the 19-yard line of Frankfort. This is getting out of hand now as Axel can about put this one away if they can score again. It's already 34-8. Another turnover for the Wildcats. And Detweiler's back to work, who's had a monster first half. He'll take the snap. He'll fake the screen. He'll take the shot to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown. Too easy. Evan Bussing on that one, his second receiving touchdown of the season. That one from 19 yards out, and it's 40-8, Axel. First reception of the night for Evan Bussing. Now they'll go for two once again. Isaac Detweiler has accounted for all 6 touchdowns. He's now accounted for 27 touchdowns on the year, and we're in game number 5. Going for the 2, little pitch. It's going to be short, incomplete, so we'll stay at 40-8. 2:09 to go, first half. Axel 40, Frankfort 8. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Axel in complete control here at home under the lights and in front of a good crowd as they lead Frankfort now 40-8 with 2:09 to go in the first half. Isaac Detweiler has accounted for all 6 touchdowns. He's got 3 through the air, 3 on the ground, and Frankfort just does not have an answer at all. Their last 2 drives have been turnovers. They had an interception and then a fumble. Axel turned those into touchdowns really quick. Ethan Armstrong back deep for the Wildcats. Game gets out of hand like this. You just want to try to find some kind of positive if you're the Wildcats. Low line drive kick here to the near side. Armstrong picks it up near the goal line. He angles here to the near side. He's got some room and out of bounds across the 25-yard line. Here they mark him out, maybe the 26. So a good return of 26 yards for the Wildcats. They'll set up shop there, first down and 10. 2:03 to go in the first. It's 40-8, Axel. Ty Smith remains the quarterback for the Wildcats. See how aggressive they are here on this drive. Just 2 minutes to go and down by 32. Smith takes the snap. Little misdirection. Ball's on the turf again, but this time Smith covers it up. Ty Smith again, he's just a freshman, has not played much this season, and thrown into the fire here at number one Axtell, and Axtell's made it rough on him. He's dropped it a couple of times, but has been able to recover, but does have a fumble and an interception to his books. It's a loss of three. Second down and 13, under a minute and a half to go. They're going to toss it to the left side. That's Brock Armstrong. Makes a man miss. Has some room. And then ripped down across the 30, around the 32. So a nice pickup. Mark him out at the 36-yard line. Gain of about 7, maybe 8 yards. So a much manageable third and medium. The third down and 6. The gain of 7. Just the third carry for Brock in the first half. It's the third leading rusher for the Wildcats entering tonight. Minute 14 to go. Second quarter, all Axtell, 40-8. Smith under center, takes the snap, gives it to Ethan Armstrong, and he is shy of the 35. He'll gain a couple, but it's fourth down. It'll be fourth down and 2 after a gain of about 3. And Axtell's going to take a timeout. We will as well. Exactly a minute to go in the first half. Axtell 40, Frankfort 8. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Minute to go in the first half. Axtell 40, Frankfort 8. Wildcats are facing fourth down and 2 at their own 35. Axtell had just burned that timeout, seeing some time still on the clock. Chance to get the ball back and potentially put some more points on the board. They've scored. Axtell has on every drive in the first half. Back-to-back turnovers for Frankfort in the last couple possessions. They need 2 at least for a first down to keep this one alive, and then movement once again on the offensive line. That's Wyatt Keller, the sophomore. That's the second time it's been fourth and short and has been moved back to fourth and much more difficult scenario because of a penalty. That's the fourth penalty on Frankfort in the first half, and they have all been pretty costly. So fourth down and 2 turns into fourth and 7 back to the 30-yard line. A minute to go in the first half. Don't forget the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires halftime show coming up. We'll have a complete recap. That pass is incomplete, but there was some contact, and they're going to get a first down. They're going to call pass interference here on Evan Boosing. Eric Detweiler, head coach, letting him have it. There was contact. It wasn't a well-thrown ball. It would have probably been incomplete anyways, but Frankfort's going to catch a break and get a first down thanks to the pass interference. So that keeps the drive alive, and now 4 penalties against Axtell as well. So into Axtell territory at the 35 with 55 seconds to go in the second quarter. 40-8 Axtell. Frankfort an opportunity maybe to get some points on the board. Smith under center. Takes the snap. Play fake. Dropping back. Staggered. Throws it across the middle. Pretty well thrown ball, and it's picked off. Picked off by Detweiler at the 5. Gets to the 10, 15, 20. Spun down at the 27-yard line. Detweiler with the pick. His third interception of the season. Second interception by the Axel defense. And now the Eagles have 44 seconds. With a 40-8 lead here late in the first half, they have it first and 10 from their own 27-yard line. My, oh, my. Three straight turnovers for the Wildcats. Detweiler in the pistol, takes the snap. Design quarterback run, keeps it himself. Gets towards the out-of-bounds line across the 30 to the 33-yard line for gain of 5, bringing up second down and 5. So we did get out of bounds. It stops the clock at 38.1 seconds. Axel has scored on every drive here in the first half. Just as I mentioned, Frankfurt, their last three drives have been two fumbles and an interception. Or I should say two interceptions and a fumble. Detweiler in the gun, second and 5, takes a good snap, has some time, they set up the screen. It's well played by the Frankfurt defense, although it was still enough for a first down. Schmelzley on the reception. Gets it right shy of midfield. 27 seconds, clock is still moving. Axel getting up to the line quickly. Detweiler takes the snap, four receivers are out there. He has to step up in the pocket. He fakes a man, gets to the 35 of Frankfurt and runs out of bounds at the 34 for a gain of 6. It stops the clock at 14.1. So certainly time for maybe a couple of plays. See if they want to keep it, try to get maybe one more play, get a little bit to take a shot. Or do they take a shot here? Certainly, Detweiler has the strength to get it to the end zone. They will split out receivers two to the right, one here to the near side. A slot man to the right. Detweiler will send Schmelzley in motion to the far side. Detweiler steps up in the pocket, gets away from one. He'll float it towards the back of the end zone. It is. Is that caught for a touchdown? Or is it an interception? There is no signal by the official. It was hard to see who was there, and it's going to be an interception. What a defensive play by Caden Dollinghouse. Wow. Who's not played quarterback since the first quarter, but he comes up with a huge defensive play in the end zone. That's just the second interception thrown this season by Detweiler. So with just 5 seconds to go, Frankfurt gets it back at the 15 after Detweiler threw the interception to Dollinghouse. But still, Dollinghouse is not in at quarterback. It's still Ty Smith. It'll be Smith. Hand off to Ostrong, and he'll gain 2, and that ends the first half. At the end of the first half, Axel 40, Frankfurt 8. Halftime show brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K-16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Our first half stats are coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
When you want tires, you want top brands at rock bottom prices. So in the Houlton area, you got to get out of town to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. The others with a similar name are not the same. If your tire shop doesn't have Direct in the name, you'll pay too much. For unbeatable prices and unbeatable service, head to Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires, 5 minutes west of Houlton.
There's only one, Wilson's Direct Motors and Tires. Get out of town.
Wilson'sDirectTires.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Axel in control, 40-8 at the half. Here at home against Frankfurt, battle of unbeatens in 8-man D2. Axel showing why they're currently ranked number one in the classification with a dominant performance in the first half. Axel collecting 280 yards of total offense, holding Frankfurt to 163. Both teams had four penalties in the first half, but it was the Isaac Detweiler show. He completed 8 of 11 passes for 115 yards and 3 touchdowns, and he had 9 carries for 128 yards and 3 scores as well. So he has accounted for all 3 touchdowns in the game. Grady Boosing has 2 of the receiving touchdowns, 2 catches, 60 yards, 2 scores. Evan Boosing has 1 catch, 19 yards, a touchdown as well. Eli Brocksterman has 4 catches for 30 yards. Outside of Detweiler in the rushing category, it was Brocksterman with the lone other carry for 37 yards. Frankfurt led by Armstrong, 9 carries for 77 yards. Caden Dalinghouse, of course, their quarterback, started the game. The leading rusher played about half of the first quarter, and he was taken out of the game. Not 100% sure why, but he just made an interception on defense, so he's still playing on defense, but it's the freshman Ty Smith in at quarterback, and it's been a tough go for the freshman. 7 carries for 5 yards. He has a fumble and has thrown 2 interceptions as well. Axtell has been in complete control on both sides of the ball. He did complete his lone pass for 12 yards. Peyton Gerstner had 2 catches for 40 yards for Frankfurt. The lone touchdown was Ethan Armstrong, by the way, 41 yards. That was about halfway into the second quarter, and at that point it was 18-8. Frankfurt got a little momentum on that drive, but Axtell took off from there. Detweiler went 65 yards untouched, made it 26-8, and then the next 3 possessions for Frankfurt all ended in turnovers, and 2 of those 3 possessions ended in Axtell touchdowns. 40-8 Axtell. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. We'll continue after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
First of all, we have a website, HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. Go on there and see what we've got for inventory. And if it's not something we have, tell me about what you're looking for. I still run the Finder service. We sell quite a few every month that we have to go out and find for people, and it's service that we do. There's no extra charge. We just try to get you what you need and what you want and be fair about it.
Needs a great deal at
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holthouse vehicles have you seen today?
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilsonart, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Suter Building Supply and Seneca is the place to go.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States Bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
A job is not just a job in this type of business. It's a wonderful feeling to know that the staff is there for my parents, to know that they're well taken care of.
At Life Care Center of Seneca, we consider it an honor to make your family part of ours.
I keep saying I'm going to retire, and I can't leave. There's love in that building, and you can feel that love.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
Milwaukee Tools have created a new vacuum, and you can see one at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. It's M18 battery powered, it's compact, it has 50% more sustained suction, and it's designed for job site cleanup with a two-stage debris separator and a full set of accessories. And going on right now, see their Milwaukee sale. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Your project starts here at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
This is the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show. If you want the best, you have to get out of town. Head to Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16, home of the 110% price match guarantee.
Continue on with our halftime coverage brought to you by Wilson Direct Motors and Tires, 7 miles west of Holton on K16. Want the best? You got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holton on Highway 16. Kirk Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Tabman, getting you all caught up on the action here in the first half. And plenty of action if you're a fan of the Axtell Eagles, as they lead it 40-8 over Frankfurt in a battle of 4-0s, two of the top teams in 8-man D2. But Axtell flexing the muscle here tonight. Quarterback Isaac Detweiler, 6 total touchdowns, 3 on the ground, 3 through the air. Did not take long. Took 56 seconds into the ball game. Isaac Detweiler had a 48-yard touchdown pass to Grady Bussing, making it 6-0 at that point. Frankfurt then went turnover on downs on their opening drive of the game, and then Detweiler, 28-yard touchdown run, made it 12-0. That was the score at the end of the first quarter. Then it was a monster second quarter for the Eagles. They just kept it rolling. Detweiler again, an 8-yard touchdown run, made it 18-0 at the 9:29 mark in the second quarter. But Frankfurt wouldn't go away. They got a 41-yard touchdown run from Ethan Armstrong with a 2-point conversion, got back to within 10 at 6:43 to go. But since then, everything went right for Axtell. Everything went wrong for Frankfurt, as Isaac Detweiler followed that Frankfurt touchdown with a 65-yard touchdown scamper of his own. They tacked on the 2. It made it 26-8 with 6:19 to go in the first half. And then Frankfurt threw an interception as Eli Brockstrom got an interception for the Axtell defense. Detweiler finishing off that drive, 12-yard pass to Grady Bussing, 34-8 at that point, and then a Frankfurt fumble, followed by another touchdown for Detweiler, 19 yards to Evan Bussing, making it 40-8 at that point, and then both teams exchanging interceptions at the end of the half, as Detweiler threw his second interception of the year, but that was thrown one deep into the end zone late, just trying to get some other points on the board. Again, our score, Axtell 40, Frankfurt 8. Second half is coming your way next. You've been listening to the Wilson Direct Motors and Tires Halftime Show, brought to you by, of course, Wilson Direct Motors and Tires. 7 miles west of Holden on K-16. If you want the best, you got to get out of town. 110% price match guarantee, 7 miles west of Holden on Highway 16. Back in a moment for the second half. You're listening to the Game of the Week on 92.1 KMZA.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasasa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasasa.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself with rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Season will be here before you know it, and now is the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic every Wednesday in October from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Saturdays by appointment from 9 to noon. A vaccine consent form must be filled out prior to receiving your vaccine. You can find the form on their website at nemvch.com or call the immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital and Seneca Family Practice. People you know, care you trust.
92.1 FM KMZA.
Getting ready to start the second half. Axtell in control, 40-8 here at home against Frankfurt. Let's get you caught up on some scores from around the area here tonight. Rock Creek 20-13 the lead over Sabetha at the half. Burlingame 47-0 over Washington County. That game started at 6 this evening, so got done a little bit earlier tonight. Holton Royal Valley has gone final. Apparently they had some issues with the lights, but Holton up big at that point, so they call it 35-0. Again, Holton stays undefeated. They move to 5-0. Also staying in the TBL, Clifton Clyde 28-6 over Valley Falls. A good one. Moore Hill 22-14 a lead over ACCHS at the half. Wabunsee 21-0. They're shutting out Valley Heights right now. Donovan West leads Maranatha 22-8 as well. We had mentioned earlier, Rossville, a 56-0 lead. That was in the second quarter over Oskaloosa. So just some of the scores from around the area. Of course, our score updates brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. When time to update your vehicle, how many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. We'll take one final two-minute timeout. Second half coming your way next. Axtell 40, Frankfort 8. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Isn't life crazy? One day, your fender gets dented by a runaway shopping cart. The next day, your kid's college entrance exam is a runaway success.
Yes, I got accepted.
But that's life. Some days you're the bug, some days you're the windshield. No worries, your State Farm agent is here in all of life's moments. The good and the not so good, to help life go right. So good day, bad day, any day, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert and Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare Care System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Axtell leads Frankfort 40-8 as we get set to start the third quarter. Here from Axtell tonight, it's been all Eagles. They have dominated this game thanks to the legs and arm of their quarterback, Isaac Detweiler. He has 3 rushing touchdowns. He has 3 passing touchdowns as well. 9 carries, 128 yards on the ground. 8 of 11 passing for 115 yards in those 3 scores as well. Frankfort to receive the opening kick here in the third quarter. Trailing big. See if they can get any kind of momentum and some positive plays throughout the course of this second half, because they have not been able to stop Axtell in their last 3 drives in the second quarter, all ended in turnovers. I guess the final drive for Axtell ended in an interception, but they were trying to get one deep into the end zone as time expired. It's going to be a touchback. Detweiler's kick just crossing the goal line, so Frankfort first and 10 at their own 15. 40-8 Axtell in control as we start the third quarter. Ty Smith, the freshman, still at quarterback for the Wildcats. Smith under center. Running back behind him, man in motion. That's Ethan Armstrong. They're going to run an option right, and Smith keeps it himself. He'll fall forward to the 16 for a gain of 1 and brings up second down and 9. Now just 8 carries for 6 yards for the freshman, Smith. Frankfort taking their time. Just trying to get some positives here in the second half. And it does not get easier for Frankfort next week as they're back at home, but they host Hanover, who is also one of the top teams in 8-man D2. Axtell will go on the road to Lynn next week. Here's Smith, a little miscommunication on the handoff, but able to salvage a few yards up to the 19 for three. That was Ethan Armstrong. Eli Brockstrom in on the stop. Third down and six at the 19 for Frankfurt. Opening drive of the third quarter. Trailing 40-8 here at Axtell. Good crowd on hand. Beautiful night here in early October. Pitch here to the near side, and that is absolutely blown up in the backfield. Brock Armstrong had nowhere to go. Isaac Detweiler in there. Grant Boosing as well. It is a loss of two, bringing up fourth down and about seven. Almost 2 minutes into this third quarter. And it looks like Frankfurt's going to try to punt this one away. As looks like it's Peyton Gerstner, the senior, set to punt this one away as Detweiler is back deep to return. It was almost blocked. Detweiler's going to step up on it and get it at midfield. Comes here to the near side into Frankfurt territory out at the 36-yard line. And Axtell takes over with a 40-8 lead, 9:47 to go in the third quarter. Again, outside of the last drive for Axtell, because they had about 40 or so seconds left, they tried to drive and they threw one into the end zone that was ultimately picked off by Frankfurt. But outside of that drive, they had scored on every drive before that. See if they keep that trend alive here early in the third. 40-8 Axtell, 9:47 to go third quarter. First and 10 for Axtell, the Frankfurt 35. Going from left to right. Detweiler across the middle, and it's dropped. Dropped by Evan Bussing. Bring up second down and 10. A beautiful night, early October. Good crowd on hand. Past the halfway point here in the regular season. This was a huge game, not only for TVL purposes, but also for district play as well. Detweiler, option keeper. What a pitch! Late! And this is going to be a walk-in touchdown. Wow! Detweiler on the option pitch. Gets it to Schmelsley.
He goes into the end zone. Good for Axtell Eagle.
How about that? Correction, that was Eli Brockstrom. 35 yards. Two carries now, 72 yards. 46-8 with 9:33 to go. Will go for two, and they get it in. So it's 48-8 Axtell with 9:33 to go, third quarter. We're back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
For Axtell, early in the third, picking up right where they left off in the first half. The lead is now 48-8. Eagles all over Frankfurt with 9:33 to go in this third quarter. Brandon Tabin, Kurt Kilman with you. On KMZA, presented by Peru State College. Detweiler set to kick this one away. It's the first touchdown of the game that wasn't affiliated with Detweiler. He had three rushing and three passing touchdowns in the first half. And that time it was Broxterman who took it in from 35 yards out. Detweiler, a low kick, and it takes an awkward bounce and picked up by Lusso at the 6-yard line, and he's going to take it to the far sideline, tripped up at the 15. It'll be first and 10 for Frankfurt, right about the 15. Just as good of a touchback. Looks like they mark him down at the 16-yard line for about a 14-yard return. 48-8 Axtell, 9:25 to go, third quarter. Ty Smith continues the duties at quarterback for the Wildcats. And give him a lot of credit. As a freshman, he had not played much at all this year. And stepping in early here at the number one team in 8-man D2, got to show him his props. Not an easy task. Smith, play fake. He's going to drop back to pass. He's got to get rid of it, and he is thrown down. And they're going to say incomplete, or was it a fumble? It was a quarterback sack back to the 6-yard line for a loss of four. Or correction, second down and now 20. That was a loss of 10. It went back to the 6 from the 16. That's just a freshman. He had nowhere to go. The offensive line is not helped out his cause either. Credit, though, the defensive line for Axtell just being dominant to this point. So Smith now back at his own 6, facing 2nd and 20. He's going to keep it himself. He's upended at the 10. So he'll get 4, 3rd down and 16 coming up. Now 10 carries for 0 yards. After that 4-yard pickup there by Ty Smith. Clock on the move, about 4 minutes into this third quarter, all Axtell, 48-8. Frankfurt now facing third down and 16 from their own 10-yard line, going from right to left here in the third. And we get a whistle. And Frankfurt's going to take a timeout. We'll burn one as well. 7:53 on the clock, third quarter. Axtell 48, Frankfurt 8. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
7:53 to go, third quarter, Axtell 48, Frankfurt 8. Wildcats out of the timeout, facing third down and 16 from their own 10-yard line. A couple of scores, Jonathan West, 42-8, their halftime lead over Maranatha. Hiawatha 31-0 over Jeff West in the third quarter. Centralia 14-6 lead over Jeff County North. Atchison up big over Turner as well. So score updates, of course, brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. 3rd and 16 out of the timeout. Smith under center, straight drop back, standing at about his own 2. He's going to take a shot downfield, and it's incomplete. Good throw. It was through the hands of his target, Peyton Gerstner, and it brings up 4th down and 16. Number 10, Eli Rockford, number 11, Evan Bushing, off the defense. Let's see. I would think that they try to punt this one away. Boy, that was a good throw by Smith. It was on target, and it would have been enough for a first down. But Peyton Gerstner, just 3 catches on the year, should have had 4. Now it sets up 4th and 16, and Gerstner, speaking of him, standing in his own end zone to punt this one away. takes the snap, gets this one away. This is a pretty good kick. Detweiler has plenty of... He's at midfield, stutters, and gets here to the near sideline, and he stays in bounds, and he's going to be out at about the 12-yard line, a monster return. It looks like they'll mark him down at the 10, which would make it first and goal. .734 to go in the third quarter. It's a 40-point lead for Axtell. And Frankfurt's going to burn another timeout. We'll take one as well. 7:34 left, third quarter. Axtell 48, Frankfurt 8. We're back in 30 seconds on KMZA.
People, products, knowledge. We have it all for you at Helena Agri Enterprises. Our team has resources to provide our producers with the top brands and services. Specialized nutrients, seed and seed treatments, financial services, and precision ag services and software. We also offer our own line of products, adjuvants, bioscience products, branded fertilizers, nutritionals, and many more. Customer service and success is our goal. Let our local staff show you what we can do for you at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
7:34 left, third quarter. First and goal, Axtell, after a big punt return by Isaac Detweiler. It's a 40-point lead for the Eagles and threatening four more. Question is, how long does it take? Detweiler in the gun, two receivers split to each side. Dropping back, has some time, into the end zone. It almost took one play. It was right at the goal line, and he stopped just shy. Schmelzley on the reception for a gain of 9, second and goal from the 1.
A gain of 9 on the play brings up second and goal to go from the 1-yard line.
Clock on the move, 7:05, and clicking away. 48-8 Axtell, and a yard out from adding another touchdown. Detweiler, 6 total touchdowns, 3 on the ground, 3 through the air. Will it be him again? Quarterback keeper with ease. Make it 4 rushing touchdowns. 7 total touchdowns in the game for Detweiler. 54-8 Axtell, 6:48 to go, third quarter. And they have called it. Final score, 54-8 Axtell. They finish it halfway through the third quarter. Our postgame starts next. It's brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling? Use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Post game next here on KMZA.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show
on 92.1 KMZA Seneca.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
The overall mission of the rehab team is always what is best for the patient and how we can facilitate maximum potential from every resident that we work with.
All I have to do to think about what I was before and what I am now, and I don't ever want to go back to that original situation. Well, the most important thing to me is that I'm allowed to do whatever I want to do, you know.
Life Care Center of Seneca, helping our friends and neighbors get better faster. Call 785-336-3528.
Let Farmers State Bank work with you to accomplish your goals. Whether that is buying a house, car, or farm, the experienced staff at Farmers State Bank can help you along the way. With branches located in Westmoreland, Manhattan, and Onega, Farmers State Bank is just around the corner. Check out our website at www.bankwithfarmers.com and start your journey today. Farmers State Bank, modern banking, timeless values. Equal opportunity lender, member FDIC.
You're on 92.1 FM, KMZA.
Final score, Axtell 54, Frankfurt 8. Ball game called middle of the third quarter. And Axtell, number one team in 8-man D2, certainly flexed their muscles tonight, moving to 5-0 overall. Frankfurt drops their first of the year. They are now 4-1. Get you some final numbers, and we'll announce our player of the game. 280 yards of total offense. Well, correct that. That was in the first half. In the ball game, Axtell 325 yards of total offense. 201 of that on the ground, 124 through the air, 160 total yards. For Frankfurt, they also had three turnovers in the second quarter as well. That certainly did not help their cause. But boy, Isaac Detweiler put together a show tonight. 10 carries for 129 yards and 4 touchdowns. He was 9 of 13 passing for 124 yards. 3 touchdowns. He did have a late interception in the first half. Grady Boosing, 2 receptions, 60 yards, and 2 scores. Eli Brocksterman had 2 carries for 72 yards, a touchdown as well. Ethan Armstrong had the lone touchdown for Frankfurt. That was from 41 yards out midway through the second quarter. I think it's pretty easy tonight. Our player of the game, brought to you by Farmer State Bank, is going to be Isaac Detweiler. Boy, he continues to dominate. So that will be 28 total touchdowns through five games. Again, 28 total touchdowns through five games to just 2 interceptions. He has been dominant. Again, 10 carries, 129 yards, and 4 scores. 9 of 13 passing, 124, 3 touchdowns. And interception. Our player of the game brought to you by Farmer State Bank in Onega, Westmoreland, and Manhattan. Providing modern banking services, visit bankwithfarmers.com. We got bonus coverage coming your way since we are wrapped up early here, of course, on KNZA. Jackson Heights dominating their game against Troy. We will join that in progress. But our post-game coverage here brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Final again, Frankfurt losing here at Axtell. Number one Eagles take control from the jump and win it with ease, as it's called, in the middle of the third quarter. 54-8 the final score. Again, Axtell 5-0. They will go to Lynn next week. Frankfurt drops to 4-1 overall. And they have a tough one again. They will be at home against Hanover. Again, for Kirk Kilman back in his studio, I'm Brandon Tadman signing off. Jackson Heights and Troy coming up next.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic.
All right, big cat, I'm
is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.